The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey, what's up, everyone, and welcome to 20-ish.
Do it. More. 20.
You're listening to DJ 21, and in this podcast, I talk about the unspoken transition into adulthood. Okay, everyone, welcome back to the 20-ish podcast. And today we have another interviewee, and it is my cousin Stephanie, who is, how old are you? You're 25 or you're 24?
No, I'm 24.
she's 24 and a nurse in the in a children's hospital. And unfortunately today, I couldn't meet with my cousin in person, so we will be doing this. This will be a phone call interview. So I'm sorry. I apologize if the audio is a bit weird. All right, let's get into it. To start off, Okay. What do you think are some key differences between being a teenager and being an adult?
That's such a funny question.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't even know what I consider being a teenager. Like, is it like 13 to 19?
I guess, because it's teen.
I don't know. Like, am I still a teenager in college?
No. I don't know. It's up to you. It's your opinion. It's your...
I have bills to pay now. That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a lot more responsibility in my family life that I actually was not aware of growing up. I kind of just lived in a la-di-da world where I went home, played video games, slept, sometimes did my homework, and just rinse and repeat each day. Whereas now I see the struggles that my parents go through, that my aunts and uncles that just went out of their way to pick me up at school when I would make them wait for an hour while I was at dance rehearsal. There's just so much more that goes into what being my own independent person is and not having people to rely on anymore.
Do you think, like, in general, do family dynamics change, like, with individuals as they move into adulthood?
Like, 100%, 100,000%. I think, especially being a part of an immigrant family and being the first ones born here in the United States, there are so many different responsibilities that I had to step in early on. And this is not a new story. I think a lot of first gen kids can relate, and that often comes with our own sense of trauma and hyper-independence at a very young age, because for English is not the first language for my parents, and I think a lot of it was us discovering the world together, and growing up, I started to realize, oh, maybe I know a little bit more than them. I think that shift really changed the dynamic that I started to have with them, because now I actually have an opinion that matters and maybe that they don't actually know about. When growing up, we think our parents are like the all-seeing eye that can kind of just shelter us and take care of us, when that's really not the case.
Yes. Very good answer.
Thanks.
Do you think you've experienced any significant shifts in your priorities or goals now that you've kind of transitioned over into adulthood?
Yeah. I think a lot of my, I'm starting every single thing with, I think a lot of my life has been very much about school and family, school and family, and it was just a constant cycle of that, so my priorities never really changed in that way. And now that I'm grown up and I accomplished school and I'm still helping out with my family in the best ways that I can, now I'm starting to realize, oh, maybe I have to prioritize myself. Mm-hmm. And what does that even mean, prioritizing myself? Because mm-hmm. do I have hobbies that I can enjoy with? Do I have friends that I can help cultivate actual real relationships with? And I think that journey of self-discovery is a very interesting place that I'm currently in right now as I'm stepping into my first year of nursing and big girl job, quote unquote.
Do you remember a specific moment or experience that you've had that made you feel like you were like actually like an adult type beat?
I don't think I ever felt that. I still feel like I'm in high school.
Really?
Sometimes. Mm. Even, I don't know if it helps though that I feel that way, that I haven't had an experience like, oh man, like this is adulting. Like even paying my first bills, graduating grad school, getting my first big girl job. Mm-hmm. I kind of felt that way, I guess, when I got my first paycheck. Maybe I was like, ooh, this is big girl money. Yeah. But other than that, I still kind of feel like I'm just pretty naive and navigating through the world by messing everything up and doing some things right.
I spoke about this earlier before, that the moment I felt the transition was kind of during, like, with my relationship with, like, my family and stuff. Like, they started, like, not blurring the lines type thing. Like, they were being more transparent. And I felt like the more confused I was, the more I was, like, growing up into an adult type thing. Because I feel like kids, they don't know. But, like, they're more naive. Well, like, when you're an adult, you're more confused in a way. I don't know. That was just...
Now you're opening up doors that you didn't even know existed.
Yeah.
I completely agree.
How do you think technology and social media influence the way that young people perceive adulthood compared to previous generations?
I think it makes everyone seem innately younger for some odd reason. Because now I look at a TikTok and I have no idea what age they are, and I'm not sure if that's for the good or the bad. And I like kind of grew up in the age of social media when Instagram first was made. And I think I was like right at the cusp of becoming the kid that was like obsessed with being on their phones and whatnot. But I think technology has helped a lot too, because it opens us up to news, new people around the world for the good and the bad, and consuming different types of content that we probably wouldn't see in our regular day-to-day life. Like, luckily we live in California, but like other parts of the world, maybe we don't get to experience their lifestyles, but through social media we get to see that we're all pretty similar and our differences can be shown. So I think it's interesting. I don't know.
What's it called? I also briefly talked about this in my previous episodes. I don't know if you've heard about it. I don't know if you listened to it. But I did say that something that I noticed between like young adults today in comparison to previous generations is that like I feel like a lot of young adults are more in touch with like their mental health and stuff. Like, we're not afraid to talk about how we feel and how we make other people feel. Because I feel like that's something that the older generation kind of like disregards in some way. I don't know. That's something I noticed. I was wondering if you saw that as well.
I think so too. I think talking about mental health has really like broadened and allowed for people to be more forward about how they've been feeling, even if it is negative emotions. Because I think a lot of the times everyone didn't want to be seen as like the weak one or incompetent because of their mental health issues that they may or may not, I guess, mm-hmm. have control over. Mm-hmm. And I think that makes us all more understanding that everyone's kind of just going through it and we're just trying to get by.
Yeah. What did you do for your 21st birthday? Is something that we share on this podcast.
Oh my gosh.
What did you do? Was I there?
I don't know, but it was COVID. Oh. So I'm not entirely sure, but I don't know. I drank my first shot with my dad.
Nice. Cool. I feel like, what's it called? I feel like a lot of something about being 21 and like doing the whole like drinking thing is kind of like it holds such a high expectation, I feel like. And then like personally for me, it was kind of like nothing. I don't know. Do you think it's like a little overhyped, like that everyone's like, whoa, first drink. Yes. Now you can't even rent a car and your frontal lobe's not developed. Yeah. You know,
I was actually not aware that 25 was the rent a car age.
I found out on the way to Las Vegas because they wouldn't let me drive the van. I think it depends on the state or whatever. But if like people think you can't drive a rental car at 25, why? I don't know. Why? Oh, what's it called? Do you think it's crazy how they expect like kids in high school to know what they want to do in their life? You know? Or no? It's like, I jump around a lot. What's it called? No, because I was saying with from my last interview, like, because you know how like everyone, I feel like in my high school, everyone was like taking all these like AP, IB classes that would tailor and help them to get the degree, a certain degree. But like, how are you expecting 14-year-olds to know that, you know? You feel me? Do you understand? Because, yeah. Like, what if they ended up changing, like, in their, like, in college, like, they realized that's not what they want to do, but now they have all these, like, other credits that they've worked really long for.
Yeah.
For nothing.
I'm also easily convinced. I wish someone would drill into me when I was younger that I wanted to be, like, an optometrist.
Optometrist is crazy. What made you consider optometry?
I considered it while I was in nursing school because all the dentists looked cool and looked like they were enjoying their life. And I was like, that could have been me if I knew that optometry was a thing.
Isn't optometry the eyes? Isn't it orthodontist?
Oh. No, I can't even think, bro. Oh my gosh. I have a sty. That I was like not thinking. A dental hygienist.
There you go. That's the word. I was like, oh, because I'm like, wow, you've never interest. Now I get it. Orthodontist makes sense. Like the dent.
Stupidity. See, I'm clearly not an adult. I don't know why I was chosen for this podcast. I don't even know what dentists are. I'm not even in healthcare, actually.
Your frontal lobe is almost there. You're 1 year. It's almost there. It's in a couple months.
I think there's a delay.
Do you have any advice for those young kids who just got dropped off at college and trying to navigate through this chapter of their lives?
I'm trying to think of like the age-old tale of what would I say to my younger self? and I hate those. Like, letter, have you ever written one of those? Like, the letter to my future self?
I have. Are you making fun of me?
No, like, what do you write? I don't.
Oh.
Like, I've written multiple, not on my own accord. But I genuinely, I'm like, hi, Steph, I hope you aged well. Like, I hope you graduated college. Mm-hmm. Woo! LOL.
For me, I did one as a joke. Because I was like, oh, that'd be so cool because I'm going to forget and I'm going to get this random letter in like 2025. And I think it's hilarious. And then
I imagine it's supposed to be some like life altering memento that you're supposed to tell yourself. Oh. You know, like finding a time capsule.
But it started off as a joke, but then eventually it started to be like an anxiety reliever for me, because there was like a point where I was unsure about the future, so I could only talk to a non-existent version of myself. So I'd be like, you good? I hope you're good. I hope you're good. I hope like everything worked out. Like, I swear to God, I think that message from to the future says that I'm a doctor, so I don't know. So I can't wait to get that letter. So what was your message?
Mine was probably something along the lines of like hags.
Hags? What the heck? I meant your message to the other young adults who may be listening, not to your
Also hags.
Also hags?
Yeah, and I'm hella thinking right now.
Like, what do you wish someone had said?
I wish someone told me that an artistic career is possible, but that's very geared towards myself. So I think the more general word of advice is don't be afraid to join that random club, because I think that's how I met a lot of my friends that have changed my life, even if they were only in my life for that season. I didn't even end up staying in that club, but because I went to one of the socials, I ran into them, and it was kind of friendship from there, and I wouldn't have met them otherwise on a college campus of thousands of people.
Word. I totally agree with that statement. I didn't know you were in a club.
Dude, I was like president of one of the clubs.
What? When? Wait, in high school or in college?
In high school and college, girl.
Okay. Maybe high school, but were you in Key Club? Oh, okay. I knew about the high school. I don't know about college. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Steph, my cousin.
Well.
And that is the end. And this is actually, you are ending my podcast. You are the last episode.
This would have been so much more emotional in person.
What do you mean? I feel the connection. It's giving COVID.
It's really giving family, because you're my cousin. I'm not your cousin. You're my niece, bro.
Okay, but for legal reasons, to not overcomplicate things, it's cousin.
Oh my gosh.
I wish everyone the best, and I'll catch you later. It's getting pretty late out here, so I think I'm gonna go. All right, DJ. I'm just saying that because that's my tagline. I didn't think you would need to know. Okay, well, this is DJ 21 signing off.